Hi, Hags. Welcome back to Young Hag on WCHC 88.1 FM, Worcester's only alternative source. We've got a theme this week. This makes making playlists so much easier. And our theme is animals. So I'll just start with maybe one of my favorite animal songs ever, Rockin' Robin by Bobby Day.
Singing his song, all the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet tweet. Rockin' Robin, tweet tweet, rockin' Robin, tweet tweet, go rockin' Robin, 'cause we're really gonna rock 'em tonight. Every little swallow, every chickadee, every little bird in the tall oak tree, the wise old owl, the big black crow, clap for their wings, sing and go bird, go rockin' Robin. A pretty little raven at the birdman stand, talking about the food of pop and it was grand. It started going steady and bless my soul, he out popped the buzzard and the Oreo. He rocks in the treetop all day long, popping and a popping and a singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet tweet. Rockin' Robin, tweet tweet, rockin' Robin, tweet tweet, blow rockin' Robin, 'cause we're really gonna rock tonight. Well, the pretty little raven at the birdman stand taught him how to do the pop and it was grand. They started going steady and bless my soul, he out popped the buzzard and the Oreo. He rocks in the treetop all day long, hopping and a bopping and a singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street talk to hear the robin go tweet tweet tweet. Rockin' Robin, rockin' Robin, blow rockin' Robin, 'cause we're really gonna rock tonight.
That was Rockin' Robin by Bobby Day. I was like definitely in a YMCA musical where we sang that song. What was the plot of the musical? Who's to say? Up next, you know, like when you have a theme that's animals, sometimes the song speaks for itself. The song is called Animals by Alex G.
Thank you.
That was Animals by Alex G. Up next, I'm looking at the playlist ahead, and I don't know if there's enough cat representation in here, which, for a show about hags and crones and various esoteric women, you'd think that there'd be more cats. I've made an oversight. But that's okay, because this song is about a cat. It's called Walkin' My Cat Named Dog by Norma Tanega. That was Walkin' My Cat Named Dog by Norma Tanega. I've got two songs about pet dogs back to back. I'm not really a dog person. It's not that I don't like them. It's just that I have nothing in common with them. All love. But I like these two dogs. First will be Cracker Jack by Miss Dolly Parton, followed in swift succession by Martha, My Dear by the Beatles.
Once I had a little dog, I called him Cracker Jack. He had a spot around one eye that looked just like a patch. His legs were way too long and he was awkward as could be. He wasn't much to look at, but he looked all right to me. I found him by the riverbank just wandering about. He was cold and hungry and his ribs were sticking out. I snapped my fingers, whistled when he came, I picked him up. I was just a kid and Cracker Jack was just a pup. I took him home and fed him till he couldn't eat no more. I took him to my room and put a blanket on the floor. After that, beside my bed is where he'd always sleep. Each night in my prayers, I'd pray the Lord his soul to keep. Companion, he was love and understanding. That was Cracker Jack. The best friend that I ever had was Cracker Jack. But he was more than that. Everything a kid could want, I had in Cracker Jack. Cracker Jack would run to meet me after school each day. He'd jump and wag his tail and look at me as if to say, I love you and I missed you and I'm trouble, we would help each other out. I could run almost as fast as Cracker Jack could run. We had a lot in common, and we had a lot of fun. He was always with me when I was growing up. We shared each other's good times, and we shared each other's love. He only lives in memories now, but often I think back to the days of childhood, the days of Cracker Jack. Cracker Jack, the best friend that I ever had was Cracker Jack. But he was more than that, a playmate, a companion. He was love and understanding. That was Cracker Jack, the best friend that I ever had was Cracker Jack. But he was more than that, everything a kid could want I had in Cracker Jack.
That was Martha, My Dear by the Beatles. That was probably my favorite Beatles song when I was little. Up next, we have Glowworms by Vashti Bunyan.
Glowworms show the path we have to tread. Dreamers, we should be asleep in bed, moving slowly through the springtime air, holding moments in the depths of care. Stories till they're real. Wonder how the night could make us feel. Loving, living more with love to stay. Long path lost sadness, it was in her way. Long past sadness, that was in her way. Dawn time mist begins reflecting light. Waking sun will soon forget her night. Love me through the day and I'll with you go into summer and the next year's snow. Into summer.
That was Glow Worms by Vashti Bunyan, and then Caterpillar Killer by Squitch. Up next, this song, okay, I like this song. It's okay, it's Birdhouse in Your Soul by They Might Be Giants, but every time I hear it, I think about my junior year history teacher. She had us interpret this song as like a little exercise, and I think, I still think to this day that she was just like, And like, there wasn't any historical literacy meaning to it, because I don't believe this song is about history. I think she was just being like, analyze this song I like. And good for her. If I was a high school teacher, I would do the exact same thing. So this is Birdhouse in Your Soul by They Might Be Giants.
All right, son. Time to put out this campfire.
Dad, we learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay. What's first?
Smokey Bear said to.
First, drown it with a bucket of water. Then stir it with a shovel.
Wow. You sound just like him.
Then he said.
If it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention tips. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
All right, that was Birdhouse in Your Soul by They Might Be Giants. I don't know. Do you guys hear any historicity relevance to that? I don't. Up next, I'm excited about this one because this is from an artist called Oxus. She opened for Magdalena Bay when I saw them like a month ago. Like 3 weeks ago. And she was so cute. She had this adorable little Nordic accent, and all of her songs were about fish. I realized that they were all about fish, I think, like, two songs before the majority of the crowd, because they all started, like, really giggling and, like, laughing and having a good time about the fish songs a little while in, but I immediately clocked it. I was like, this girl likes fish. So this one is about a fish named Baki. That was Baki by Oxus. Not explicitly about fish, but you can get away with anything when you have a vaguely Nordic accent. I'm looking at you, Bjork. More fish up next. Weird ones. This is Weird Fishes, Arpeggi by Radiohead. Those were some weird fishes and arpeggi. Up next, I have Like Cockatoos by The Cure. That was Like Cockatoos by The Cure. Up next, we have a song off of one of my favorite album covers. Like, albums, like, you know what I mean. Covers of albums. I like the album too, obvi. But Hounds of Love, the eponymous track off of an album with a really great cover.
In the trees. It's coming. We'll be right back.
All right, son. Time to put out this campfire.
Dad, we learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
You just heard Hounds of Love from Hounds of Love by Kate Bush. Up next, we have White Rabbit by Jefferson Airplane, which is not really about animals, but how could I not include it? That was White Rabbit by Jefferson Airplane. There's a cover of that in that movie that Zack Snyder did, Sucker Punch. I haven't seen it, but it seems... I haven't seen it, so maybe I shouldn't say it, but I feel as though it has Jennifer's Body's potential for, like, resurgence in the feminist mainstream. I'm not sure. Maybe I'll watch it this week and report back. I've heard mixed things, so I will come to my own conclusions. All I know, there's a good cover of White Rabbit in there. Up next, I have Worms by Viagra Boys.
I had a dream I was under the ground. My friends and family were buried all around. And a worm took a bite of me, and then he washed her down with a bite of you. The same worms that eat me will someday
eat you too. Nibble on my toes, they become the same when our bodies decompose. You'll turn into dirt someday, same dirt as me. Like one becomes a two and two becomes a three. The same ones that eat me will someday eat you too.
That was Worms by Viagra Boys. Up next, I've got Surfin' Cow by the Dead Milkmen, a band that I was amazed I could find a song that I'm able to play on the radio.
We'll be right back.
That was Surf and Cow by the Dead Milkmen. I've got two brief songs for you, and then I'll sign off. I'll release you from my talons early today. They're both Snooper songs, Fruit Fly and Bed Bugs. I'm off to dinner. I'm off to catalog Greek words that I think are kind of important into a spreadsheet for my thesis. So I'll leave on a happy note with Snooper. This is Fruit Fly and Bed Bugs. I've been Tess with Young Hag on WCHC 88.1 FM, Worcester's only alternative source. I'm here every Monday at 6, from 6 to 7. Follow me on Instagram, younghag.fm. It's been lovely having you. Hope to see you next week. Bye, Hags.